It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, it is back to school for the college kids at any rate, and you might be surprised to find that teachers can spend some time in school over the summer. They're not the only ones that are worried about that summer brain drain, and there's always new and exciting things for them to learn. And one of the things that some local teachers took part in is a program that is called Rivers to Lakes. And joining us on the phone this morning, Deanna Erickson. She is the Education Coordinator for the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. And I got close on estuarine research, right?
Yes.
Close?
Well, let's just call it the reserve, Lisa.
Okay.
It's easier.
Well,
but
yeah,
but... Yeah, National Estuarine Research Reserve, and shorten hereinafter to the reserve.
To the reserve. Okay, fine. So you took teachers out, and the fun stuff that teachers normally do with their kids, but the teachers have to be helping, and they have to be, you know, kind of supervising, and they have to be narrating and educating. You took the teachers out and let them be the kids and let them do some of the experiments. And what was the underlying point to the whole thing?
Well, so with Rivers to Lake, we have a cohort of teachers every year. And unlike, there's a lot of teacher professional development programs where you go for a couple days in the summer or you go for a day in the school year. But this is one where we have a group of 12 and we work with them all year. So what we start out by doing is 4 days really immersed in the St. Louis River and the Lake Superior watershed.
Literally?
And we want them to.
I mean, I was thinking, wow, there they all are sitting in a circle up to their necks. I like it.
We don't dunk anyone.
Okay.
But they do get in waders. They all feel really cute when they wear them.
Oh, yeah.
They get in waders, get in the river, and do some research themselves. They look at water quality from sort of the central St. Louis River down to Lake Superior all the way to Fort Wayne. But they also meet people who study the river. They spend a day on the Fond du Lac Reservation learning from their resource management program. They visit our wastewater treatment plant. They go on a research vessel out on Lake Superior. They really get to experience it firsthand. And then now that school year has started, congratulations all the teachers out there and students, we're going to spend the rest of the year helping them integrate the watershed into what they have to teach.
And the idea is, I mean, obviously there's a natural connection between the work that you're doing and the information that you're imparting to the teachers and their science classes. But the idea is to actually expand the influence of the watershed beyond just science classes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally correct. The teachers are really, really working sort of collectively on reading, math, language arts. Those areas are there's a lot of focus on that in the elementary grades in particular. Fortunately for us in science over here at the reserve, we have a research lab, we have a research coordinator, and we do a lot of water quality monitoring. What we spend a lot of time doing in our jobs is reading, writing, finding excellent source material, doing math to try to understand the data that we're collecting. That's all things that we do our jobs well. So it's really easy for us to integrate that into what teachers need to do. But also, we have such a robust arts community in the Twin Ports as well. And a lot of that draws from Lake Superior anyway. So it's pretty easy to find great literary pieces or poetry or art or other subjects that are connected to Lake Superior because we all really identify with it.
As you are integrating the lake and the study of the lake in all of these different areas, it seems to me that there'd be a couple of ways that you could approach it. One is, this is important and the lake affects us in all of these different ways throughout our lives. The other way is, hey, if this is an area of study that you'd like to go into, maybe if you're thinking about a STEM field or you're thinking about science, look at all of the ways that all of these different skills will help to make you employable down the line. So have you chosen kind of one emphasis over another?
No, we really do both. We really do both. And, you know, because we're working with the same classrooms all year, we get to know students as staff, and we work with researchers who like to be able to go into schools and share what they're doing. And so we can provide a lot of role models for kids, and we can also show them what some of the options are, show them what some of the skills are. And then we've got internships here at the Reserve for college students as well. So really great opportunities to get some hands-on field work. That happens here year-round. And I think, you know, those two things are really deeply connected. There's a really strong love of place, and then that sort of commitment in what you do in your grown-up life. And so both of those things are important for the health of the lake and the health of our communities. So we value both of those. And I think those are both really important services we can provide for the school districts in our area, too.
So talk a little bit about how the teachers feel. You know, I kind of alluded to it at the beginning. The teachers have so much to do when they're leading a field trip and field work. What was it like for them to get a chance to go back to being students and let somebody else be in charge, and they could just put on their waders and do some research and do some field work? What was that like for them?
Well, to start out with, it's a little disorienting. You know, we're looking at things like how much oxygen is in the water, or how cloudy, we call it turbid, how turbid is the water. And those things are a little abstract until you understand how they affect the whole system and everything that lives in the river and that the river supports. And so, you know, practicing science helps you gain an understanding of what its meaning is as you wrestle with it. And every summer when we start the Rivers to Lake with the Summer Institute, we really see teachers dealing with some terminology they're not used to, equipment they're not used to, probably a little physical discomfort and mosquitoes in the outdoors, and really trying to make meaning of it. And that's what students do too. And what's amazing is that on the first day, what they know on the first day, and then they compare that to what they know on the last day, is that they can get it. They understand it. They understand the terminology, even some of the acronyms that we throw around in science. And seeing them use those, I think, is empowering, because it makes science accessible. It makes science engaging and interesting, and you can see what's happening in the world around you. And I think that teachers appreciate that experience, and then they're able to convey their real knowledge, the thing that they experienced personally, to the students they're working with that year.
Well, everyone has had that aha experience where suddenly a little piece of something that you're learning, you see how it's connected to the bigger picture. And that makes you so much more excited about whatever it is that you had been working on. And then you just can't wait to come home and explain this new thing, fill in the blank, to your partner or your roommate or your parents or, you know, an unsuspecting stranger on the street. I just learned this. This is so cool. See how this fits in with that. And those are wonderful experiences to have. What a great gift that must be for the teachers. And obviously their students are the ones that are going to benefit from that down the road. So as you mentioned, as they go through the year now, you're going to continue to be supporting them and helping them understand how these different things, how these different pieces, these disparate pieces all fit together. What does that support look like? Are you going to be dropping in on their classrooms or sending them encouraging emails, or how does that work?
All of the above. We meet with teachers about twice a month. There's myself and two part-time staff people. One is over at Superior Rivers Watershed Association in Ashland. And we meet with them, call them, email them, find resources for them, teach in their classrooms with them. An example I would give is in Duluth last year, we had a teacher at the Adult Learning Center, the alternative high school downtown. He planned an adventure every month and then built curriculum around that adventure and really got students to increase their participation in class. They felt like the students were having better relationships with each other. They had these outdoor experiences where at the beginning of the year, they were really a little bit trepidatious, and by the end, it was pretty amazing. They went, they did some serious bushwhacking up with me on Cliff Island in the middle of the estuary. And, you know, we really get to integrate into whatever they need in their classroom, whatever they need to do. And it's really fun. They're experts in the classroom. We are not. That's not where I have my training, but we can help them learn the place that we live, which is awesome, in. And that really makes for a good relationship and some good work to do together.
Some kids really excel in that classroom environment, you know, taking tests, regurgitating material out of books, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm, believe me, teacher's kid, not knocking any of it, but getting out into the field and doing work in the field gives perhaps students with different abilities the opportunity to shine. And any environment where you get to be good at it, you're going to want to do better at it. And that goes for, of course, kids in the classroom, too. Sometimes the ones that maybe aren't great test takers, school is harder for them. They're not as excited or invested in school. And this gives kids the opportunity to shine, perhaps. It's still school, but it's a different kind of environment.
Yeah, you nailed that. That's something we tell the teachers that are in Rivers to Lake, our class every year, is that some of your students that shine in the classroom are going to struggle outdoors because it's a different kind of structure, and some of your students that struggle in the classroom are going to shine outdoors, and it's going to blow you away. And so you really have to let your expectations kind of open up a little bit. And see how students react to that environment. There's, you know, a really different role that we can play in the outdoors versus what we sometimes think of as typical classroom experiences. And so it engages different skills, and it is a great equalizer for kids.
Fantastic. Deanna, exciting work that you're doing. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us about it this morning.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Yep, anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
And we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find some more information about the Rivers to Lake program. It's a program to help teachers better understand Lake Superior and the watershed so they can teach it in a variety of contexts. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible by support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.